beloved，
当你一开始成为神所爱的，
God begin to work things for you，
神就会使万事为你效力。
You begin to enter into a season where God will manifest Himself in your life.
你会进入一个季节，神在你的生命当中显现。
And when He manifests Himself to you,
当他向你显现的时候，
you will begin to see the manifestation of the greatness of God.
你就可以看到神的伟大究竟是如何。
Psalms 135 verse 5 say, For the Lord is great.He's a king above all other gods.
诗篇135篇第五节，因为神是伟大的，他在万神之上。
God begins to be great, greatly manifested in your environment.
神在你的环境当中就显伟大。
And God begins to release his justice and his judgment upon the heathen gods.
神就把他的公义跟他的审判放在这些外国神上面。
When you begin to walk with God,
当你开始与神同行，
there will be a great display of the glory of God.
神的荣耀就会彰显出来。
When the glory comes,
当荣耀来了，
God wants to dwell among His people.
神就要住在他百姓的当中。
It is not just this outward feeling that we get.
不是好像这种外在的感觉。
It's that we want to lay hold of what God has already given us.
而是我们要抓住神已经给我们的。
And then we bring it home.
然后我们把它带回家。
We bring the presence home with us.
我们把这个同在带回家。
Then not only we are His peculiar treasure, now He is our peculiar treasure.
现在不仅你是他的宝藏，他也成了你的宝藏。
我是神的产业，神也成为我的产业。And we took hold of him and say, You are Jesus, my peculiar treasure.
我们就紧抓住他说，耶稣，你真是我的宝贝。
When we begin to lay hold of the treasure,
当我们抓住了这个宝藏，
when we begin to walk,
我们行走，
we do not want people to steal our attention from Jesus.
我们不要人把我们对于耶稣的注意力给偷走了。
We want to be alone with him.
我们只要单单与他同在。
We want to wait on him.
我们要等候他。
That's how we keep God as our peculiar treasure.
就是用这样的方法，它会持续成为你的宝物。
When you come on this mountain here for the retreat,
来到祷告山参加这个营会，
you don't get just having that merry making session.
不是只有那个快乐的这种聚会方式。
You don't just eat and sleep.
不是只是吃吃睡睡。
But you take hold of the presence of God.
而是你要来抓住神的同在。
And go to a spot where you can continue to look at His face.
然后你就到一个单独的地方，你继续的仰望他的脸庞。
And say to him,
对他说，
I love you.
我真是爱你。
And you are my precious treasure.
你是我宝贵的宝藏。
And when God becomes your special, special,
当神成为你生命当中最特别的那一位，
Heaven will be open to you.
天堂就会为你打开。
You will live on earth.Like days of heaven on this earth.
你住在地上就如住在天上。
Learning to say, God, you are my portion.
你要学着说，神啊，你是我的份。
You remember in Psalm 16?
诗篇第十六篇。
In Psalm 16, David said,
诗篇十六篇大卫说
Verse 5,
第五节
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
Is the Lord your portion today?
今天主是不是你杯中的份呢？
A lot of people have a portion of God.
有很多人只有神的一部分。
But their portion is so little.
可是这个份好少。
For David, he says, not only my portion, but my inheritance.
大卫说不仅是我的份还是我的产业。
Do you know David is a king?
大卫是个王。
You know how great was his empire?
你知道他的国度有多大吗？
You know how much prosperity was hid or stored in his king's treasury?
在他的这个属于王的宝藏这个箱里面有多少的宝藏？
You know David have how many servants?
他有多少的仆人？
How many horses and chariots?
他有多少的马匹跟马车？
How many properties, real estates?
还有多少的土地？
King David was so rich.
大卫是如此的富有。
But yet David's eyes was not on those treasures of this world.
然而大卫的眼睛并没有在这世上的产业上。
He looked at God.
他看着神
He said, God, you are my inheritance.
他说神啊你是我的产业。
In other words, David was saying,
换句话说大卫在说
I will exchange everything that belongs to me in exchange for the glory of God.
我宁愿把我所有的一切跟神的荣耀来交换。
Can you imagine David wants to exchangeall of his inheritance and say no I do not want this but I want the Lord to be my inheritance
你可以想象吗大卫说在地上的一切我通通都不要宁愿要交换神成为我的产业
You remember the story in ancient China called 江山美人
在中国古代有江山美人的故事
Where the king give up everything just to live with that humble maiden
这个皇帝放弃了一切他所拥有的只跟这个妇女平常的妇女住在一块
Are you willing to give up every earthly possession to lay hold of this heavenly treasure?
你宁愿放弃世上的一切而抓住这天上的宝贝吗
And David continued to say in verse 5 Thou maintain my Lord.The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage.
我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
It is so strange.
很奇怪的是。
When David said, I don't want anything of this world. I want Jesus.
大卫说，我不要这世上的一切，我只要耶稣。
When he gave up everything.
当他放弃了世上的一切。
We just read, God gave him a good heritage, a good inheritance.
我们就读了刚刚这一节，神就把一个美好的地界赐给他。
What you keep for yourself, you will lose.
凡是为你自己所保留的，你永远都保留不住。
What you give up for God, you will gain.
为神放弃的都会夺回来。
David gave up everything, but yet God gave him back much more.
大卫为了神放弃一切，可是神给他的更多。
God is not after your things.
神才不是可想你的东西。
God is after your heart.
神是在追求你的心。
And when God sees your heart that is pure before Him,
当神看到你的心在他面前如此纯净
，As a father, He wants to give you a good inheritance.
他是一位父，所以他想要把一份好的遗产给你。
That's why the name, the good name of David.Continue until today.
以至于大卫这个好名声一直留到现在。
God lift up his name above many other names in ancient history.
神把大卫的名字高举过许多历史上其他伟人的名字。
Because he made God his inheritance.
因为他让神成为他的产业。
And God lifted him up so high above all his fellow brothers and sisters.
以至于神把他高举起来，高过所有一切其他的弟兄姐妹。
If God can find anyone in this meeting,
假如神在这个聚会中可以找到任何一位
that will give up everything for God,
能够愿意为神放弃一切
you will see how God begin to do a mysterious work in your life.
你就会看到神如何在这人身上做奇妙的工作。
There was a man in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书第十一章。
And his name was Moses.
叫做摩西。
The Bible says in verse 24.
在二十四节。
By faith, Moses, when he was called to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
The year 2005 is a year of choosing the right path for your future.
去2005年就是一个要你自己选择你该走道路的一年。
Many people are in the crossroad.
有很多人正在十字路口。
And this year is a very critical year.
今年是关键的一年。
You make the wrong choice, it can actually affect your future.
假如你做错误的选择，会影响到你的未来。
So spend much time in prayer concerning what you will do.
在你所做的一切事上，要多多的祷告。
Moses chose the right thing.
摩西选择了对的事。
He chose to be with the Hebrew people rather than the people of Egypt.
他选择要跟希伯来百姓一同，而不跟埃及法老王一同。
Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他所想望所得到的奖赏。
This life can only be lived by faith.
在这一生我们只能因信而活。
By faith, Moses sense and knew that the riches of Christ is greater than the treasures in Egypt.
借着信，摩西就晓得原来埃及的财宝并没有比神更宝贵。
How can it be?
怎么会呢？
He had not seen the greater riches of Christ.
他其实还没有认识基督呢。
Christ had not come yet.
因为基督还未到世上来。
But through the eyes of faith, he saw into the glories of heaven.
然而借着信心的眼睛，他就看到荣耀的天堂。
And he knew that Christ himself is greater than all the treasures in Egypt.
他知道主耶稣自己比所有埃及的财宝更加宝贵。
In order to have that eagle's eyes, the eyes of faith,
为了要有像鹰一样这种信心的眼睛，
we must take time to wait on the Lord.
你要花时间等候主。
So many of us are so busy.
在我们当中太多人太忙碌。
And we have not seen the true beauty of Jesus.
你都还没有看过神真正的美丽。
We have to take time.
我们要花时间
to reflect on the goodness of the Lord.
要来默想神的美善。
We have to take time
要花时间
to behold the magnificent beauty of the slain lamb.
要仰望那被杀羔羊极大的美丽。
I would urge you
所以我真是鼓励你
take time
花时间
to look at the hidden beauty of Christ.In Calvary,
看到耶稣基督在加略山那隐藏的荣耀。
The greatest beauty of Jesus
是主耶稣最大的美丽。
It's not when he healed the sick.
不是他医治病人的时候。
It's not when he cast out the devil or preach on the Sermon on the Mount.
不是他在在赶鬼或者是在山上讲八福的时候。
The greatest beauty of Jesus.
主耶稣最大的美丽。
When he was hung as a man of sorrow on the cross.
是他被挂在十字架上。
Take time to meditate on the cross of Jesus.
所以你要花时间默想基督的十字架。
The cross has not been revealed in its magnificent beauty.
十字架的荣耀还没有完全被彰显出来。
This is the year
就是今年
of the greatness of the cross to be radiated in full magnificent beauty.
十字架的荣耀要完全的被彰显。
This is a year that we want to take notice of the cross.
今年我们要注视十字架。
Moses was a crucified man.
摩西是个被钉死的人。
Because he had to die to the lust of his flesh.
必须要向他肉体的情欲死去。
I believe in the flesh of Moses, he wants the glory of Egypt.
我相信在摩西的肉体里，他实在想要埃及的荣耀。
He will die to the lust of his eyes.
他必须要向他眼目的情欲死去。
Because his eyes saw the magnificent pyramid and all the great buildings and all the treasure house.
因为他的眼睛看到埃及的金字塔以及各样的宝物。
He had to die to all these temptations.
他要向这些所有的试探死去。
He had to be crucified to the world and the world crucified unto him. Galatians 6:14.
加太书六章十四节，就是世界向他已经是定死的，他向世界也是死的。
Until Egypt died in him，
直到埃及在他里面死去。
Until he took up the cross and walked with Jehovah，
直到他背起十字架与耶稣同行。
He had no power to appreciate the greater riches of Christ in the invisible world。
若不是这样，他就没有能力在这个不可见的世界里面还能看到十字架的荣耀。
Until you are willing to walk the narrow way，
直到你愿意走窄路。
Until you are willing to lift up the cross in your life，
直到你愿意背起你的十字架。
You will never see the true riches of Christ。
除非如此，你就不能够看见主耶稣真实的富有。
Your eyes will always be like the eyes of Lot in Genesis, always saw the beauty in Sodom and Gomorrah.
你的眼睛就会像创世纪的罗德，总是看那些索多玛、俄摩拉的事。
It is time to say, Lord, I lay myself down.
这时候要说主啊，我把自己放下。
Because I want to see more of your beauty.
因为我要更多看见你的美丽。
Do you know how you see the beauty of Christ?
怎么样看到耶稣的美丽呢？
The more under the revelation of God.
越多在神的启示之下。
Under the shining light of the candlestick of the Holy Spirit.
越多在圣灵这闪耀的光芒之下。
Until God opened up your eyes.
一直到神开了你的眼。
Now notice, I didn't say man.Think it out.
我讲的不是你自己想出来的。
It is the special supernatural illumination of the Holy Spirit.
而是特别这种超自然圣灵给你的启示跟光照。
It's like Psalms 36 verse 9.
好像诗篇34篇第9节。
36篇9节。In His light we will see light.
我们在他的光中必得见光。
It is only when we are in His presence，
唯有在他的同在里。
And there is that illumination from God，
才有从神来的光照。
What illumination？
什么样的光照
？When God let you see for the first time who you really are，
神会让你第一次看到你真的是谁。
When you see the uglinessof the Adamic nature，
你就会看到那个亚当的这种丑陋的本性。
And when you are so horrified by this revelation，
你看到这个启示以后，你如此的惊惧。
You are undone，
你就完蛋了。
You say, God, I'm so terrible。
你说神啊，我真是个很糟糕的人。
And no one else can comfort you，
没有人能够安慰你。
You are pressurized by that guilt。
你被这个罪恶感好像抓住了。
And then you run to the cross，
然后你跑到十字架前。
For relief and refuge，
你说主啊，求你来释放我，来拯救我。
Asking for the blood of Jesus to cleanse you and forgive you，
求主耶稣的宝血洁净你，赦免你。
Then you will see the true beauty of Christ，
你才可以看到耶稣基督的美丽。
If we love ourselves too much，
我们是不是爱自己太多了？
We will never see the beauty of Jesus。
若是这样，就看不到耶稣的美丽。
The day when God let you see the true color of your soul，
当神真实的让你看到灵魂的本相，
You will forsake yourself，
你会抛弃自己。
And you will run to the cross，
你会跑到十字架前。
And say, Oh wretched man，
你说我是一个如此的浪子。
Oh, the misery of my old man in the flesh，
在我肉体当中这个悲惨的旧人。
Save me, O Jesus，
主耶稣，求你来拯救我。
And then you see the blood in a greater way，
你就可以看到耶稣基督的宝血多么的伟大。
Any man who have seen the cross，
任何真实见过十字架的人
have laid hold of Jesus as the peculiar treasure，
才能够真正抓住耶稣基督为至宝。
In verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那看不见的主。
Moses chose not the things of the flesh.
摩西没有选择属肉体的事。
And he began to walk in the spirit.
他开始走在圣灵里。
And then he began to saw the supernatural world.
他就看到超自然的世界。
His eyes was open.
他的答案打开了。
The scriptures say, seeing him who is invisible.
这里圣经讲到看到那不可看见的。
There was another man who see him in the invisible.
还有另外一个人也是这样。
His name was Enoch.
就是以诺。
In the ancient chronicles of the Jewish people,
在犹太人所写的这个历代志里面呢，
there is a traditional saying that there is a book of Enoch.
有一种传统性的说法，就是有一本以诺书。
And in that book of Enoch,
在以诺书里面，
they describe about the life of Enoch.
讲到以诺的生命。
How Enoch.Walk with God.
以诺如何与神同行？
They say that Enoch was a king.
他说以诺是个王。
And one day he was touched by the grace of God.
有一天他被神的恩典触摸了。
And he began to sense there is an unusual, unexplainable presence of the supernatural peace in his soul.
就感觉到他灵魂里面有一种不能够解释超自然的平安。
And he sensed that it was the presence of God.
他就感受到这是神的同在。
And he began to look for that supernatural peace.
他就来寻求这超自然的同在。
And he began to yearn after that presence.
他就很渴想有更多的同在。
And he abided in that presence.
他就住在这同在里。
And Jehovah Shalom began to speak to him.
耶和华沙龙就开始对他说话。
And he says, I am the Lord your God.
说我是主你的神。
And so he began to walk with Jehovah.
他就开始与耶和华神同行。
And every day as a king,
每一天他是一个王。
He sits on his throne.
他坐在他的宝座上。
His own subject will come to him with the reports of the kingdom.
他自己的属下就会来报告说国王里面发生什么事。
As they were making their report,
当他们报告的时候，
the supernatural peace of God will come upon him.
超自然的平安会降临在他身上。
And his heart was drawn away towards Jehovah.
那他的心就一心想着耶和华神。
And he ached for his presence, ached for that presence.
他想，可想这种的同在，甚至心痛。
And he said, "Oh, that will be for the day. I need to go."
他说好了，不要再讲了。今天就这样，我要离开了。
He quickly rushed into the king's chamber and opened up his heart to that presence.
他立刻跑到他的内室里，把他的心向这个同在彰显。
Seeing him who is invisible.
就是要看到那不可看见的。
By faith, he began to walk with that presence.
借着信，他就与这样的同在同行。
And the presence in his life grew.Stronger and stronger.
他生命当中的同在不断的增加。
The peace of God floods his soul and his mind and his heart.
神的平安充满了他的灵魂。
The joy of God began to flood his soul.
神的喜悦充满了他。
And he will come again into his office as a king.
他再回来做王的这个身份的时候。
And the subject will come and give reports.
这个属下又向他报告。
But the supernatural peace will come.
这个超自然的平安又来到。
And he could not carry on anymore.
他就不能够再继续听。
He make himself excuse from his affairs and he walked back into his chamber.
他就不再听这些的王的事情，他又回到内室。
And the presence of God get thicker and thicker.
神的同在不断的加增。
And he doesn't want himself to be disturbed.
他再也不想要自己被打扰。
He told his personal bodyguards at the door, no one is supposed to disturb him.
他就告诉门口的警卫说，没有人可以来打扰我。
And he stayed in that room for days.
他就待在那个房间里好几天。
And he even tell his soldiers that not even his wife can see him.
不论是他的侍卫，甚至于他的妻子都不能够见他。
For days he was in the very glorious presence of God.
几天以来，他都待在神最大的荣耀里。
And then he will come out quietly from his room.
然后他会安静地从房间里出来。
And he will ride on the horse and goes into the forest.
然后骑上马就到森林里去。
And deep in that forest,
在森林深处
he began to worship God.
来开始又敬拜神。
And spend time alone with God.
单独花时间与神同在。
After many days,
许多天之后
he will sit on the horse and ride back into the city.
然后他又骑上马，又回到城里。
And put on his kingly robe again.
把他王的衣服又穿上。
And sit on the throne to hear the reports of his subjects.
坐在宝座上，又听他属下的报告。
And again, the supernatural peace will come and fill his soul.
超自然平安又来充满了他。
He couldn't even take his eyes off that presence for a single second.
现在连一秒钟都不可以离开这个同在。
Because that presence now is his peculiar treasure.
因为现在这个同在就是他生命特殊的宝藏了。
He wants that presence more than anything else, not even his kingdom.
他希望有这个同在超过一切，甚至于他的王国。
He quickly dismissed the audience.
他很快就叫他的属下离开。
Go back to his room, change into another outfit.
他又回到他的房间，换上了普通的衣服。
Ride on the horse,
骑上马。
And rode into the deep jungle forest.
又骑到深度的森林里。
And in the forest,
在森林当中。
He began to walk with God.
与神同行。
Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God.
创世纪五章二十四节，以诺与神同行。
Enoch walked with God in that forest.
以诺与神同行在森林里。
And he spent now not only days.Not only weeks, but now months.
现在不仅是几个小时或几天，而是几个月在那儿。
And the subject in the kingdom was so worried about the king's absence.
在国度里面的这些属下都很担心国王不见了。
They thought he was kidnapped.
他们觉得他好像被绑架。
A search party went throughout the whole kingdom looking for the king.
于是有一队搜寻出去到处找王。
But he was nowhere to be found.
可是都找不到他。
He was in that forest.
他就在那个森林里。
With God.
与神同在。
And he walked with God every day.
每天与神同行。
And after many months.
几个月之后。
He who was invisible became manifested in the natural.
这原来看不见的就在自然当中显现了。
And God walked into that forest.
神走进那个森林。
And took hold of Enoch's hand.
抓住以诺的手。
And say, "You are too precious to me."
他说：“以诺，你对我来讲太宝贵了。
You are my peculiar treasure.
你是我特殊的宝藏。
You don't belong to this world.
你不属于这个世界。
You don't belong to the kingdom.
你不属于这个王国。
You are my own.
你是属于我的。
Come home with me.
来跟我回家。
And off they went.
他们就走了。
Enoch was God's special treasure.
以诺是神特殊的宝贝。
I wonder who wants to be a friend of God.
我就在想谁要做神的朋友。
Who wants to be God's peculiar treasure?
谁要做神特殊的宝藏。
There is a price.
有一个代价。
The year 2005.
公元2005年。
Is the year of counting the cost.
就是要来数算这个代价。
Moses had counted the cost.
摩西数算了这个代价。
For him to walk with God, he paid a very heavy price.
他这个人要与神同行，他真的付了极大的代价。
If you areMoses,
假如你是摩西
and you are about to become the next Pharaoh in the most richest and mightiest nation in ancient history.
你将要成为在古代历史上最富有并且最强壮国家的国王。
Would you want to give up your position for something that you cannot see?
你宁愿放弃这一切你可看见的而去成就那不可看见的吗
No, in the flesh you will not.
在肉体里是不可能的。
But Moses counted the cost.
可是摩西数算了代价。
And he paid the price.
他付了代价。
He gave up his reputation as a prince of Egypt.
他放弃了埃及王子的头衔。
He gave up fame and glory.
他放弃了这些名誉与荣耀。
And he was reduced to a slave.
他就变成了一个奴隶
to walk among the Hebrew people，
以至于可以行走在希伯来百姓当中。
He lost all his privileges，
他失去了他所有一切的特权。
He had no more property， nothing to his name，
没有什么财产是在他名下的。
And he was chained，
而且他被铁链锁住。
And his hands and his feet，
他的手他的脚。
And he pulled with the rope，
并且被绳子拉着。
And worked from morning to evening as a slave of Pharaoh，
从早工作到晚成为法老的奴隶。
Excommunicated from the family of Pharaoh，
他跟以前法老家的亲戚都已经断绝。
From a prince，
从一个王子。
To become a slave，
变成一个奴隶。
Who will pay that price？
谁愿意付这种代价呢？
Don't be too quickTo say you are the one，
不要太快说你就是那个人。
You can never pay the price，
你永远不能够付出这样的代价。
Until you have seen the cross，
直到你看过十字架。
You will never pay the price，
你绝对不能付这样的代价。
Until you have died to yourself，
直到你真的向己死去。
But if you die，
假如你真的死了。
You shall see the glory of God，
你就会看到神的荣耀了。
Moses saw the glory，
摩西看到荣耀。
In Mount Sinai，
在西乃山上。
Moses fellowshiped with God for 40 days and 40 nights，
摩西就在山上与神同在四十昼夜。
Moses saw the revelation of who God is，
摩西看到神的启示，他真的是谁。
And when he saw God，
当他看到神。
For the very first time in Exodus 34， in that full revelation，
在出埃及记三十四章第一次就完全的启示中。
I believe he said it is all worth it，
我相信摩西会说这一切都是值得的。
It's worth the price that I pay，
值得我付出的一切代价。
God is my inheritance，
神是我的产业。
Greater than all the treasures in Egypt，
比埃及一切的宝物更加宝贵。
This is the year，
就是今年。
God is lookingFor one that will pay the price，
神就在寻求那个愿意付代价的人。
There was a woman，
有一位女士。
There was a woman，
有一位女士。
Who count the cost，
她数算了代价。
And pay the price，
付了这个代价。
She gave up her loved one，
她放弃她所爱的。
She gave up that marriage，
放弃她的婚姻。
Which was illegal，
这是不合法的。
Because she loved a man who was married to another woman，
因为她爱上这位男士呢是别人的丈夫。
She loved him so much，
她爱他如此深刻。
Finally she encountered God，
最后她遇见了神。
And she gave up that love relationship，
她就放弃了这个不对的爱的关系。
And she begins to look to God，
她开始仰望主。
And say you are my love，
说你是我的爱。
You are my treasure，
你是我的宝贝。
You are my inheritance，
你是我的产业。
My portion and my cup forever，
是我的份，是我的安慰，直到永远。
She began to walk with the Holy Spirit，
她开始与圣灵同行。
And by now you know her name is Catherine Kuhlman，
现在你知道我讲的就是 Catherine Kuhlman。
She walks with the Holy Spirit，
她与圣灵同行。
She loved the Holy Spirit，
她真是爱圣灵。
She was so deeply in love with the Spirit of the Living God，
他深深地爱上这永活真神的灵。
That she will give up everything for his presence，
以至于他会为他的同在放弃一切。
And God becomes her peculiar treasure，
神就成为他个人特殊的宝藏。
God becomes her friend，
神成了他的朋友。
God is so precious，
神是如此的宝贵。
God， I don't want to let you go，
神啊，我绝不要让你走。
You are too precious，
你太宝贵了。
You are too precious，
你太宝贵了。
You are too precious.
你太宝贵了。
Lord, you are so precious.
主啊，你是如此的宝贝。
You are precious.
你是珍贵的。
We long for you.
我们渴望你。
We long for your presence.
我们渴望你的同在。
Not many are willing to pay the price.
并不是有很多人愿意付这样的代价。
Not many will discover God as his peculiar treasure.
也没有人会真实发现神是他们的宝藏。
There was a man in the New Testament.
在新约当中有一个人。
It was Apostle Paul.
就是使徒保罗。
When he was 60 years old,
当他六十岁的时候，
he wrote the book of Philippians,
他写了腓立比书，
chapter 3,
第三章。
I count all things but dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
我将万事看作粪土，为要得着耶稣基督。
Paul, why do you want to give up everything?
保罗啊，你为什么要放弃一切呢？
Why don't you want to be that honorable, reputable Pharisee of the Sanhedrin Council?
你为什么不要做这个荣耀尊贵的法利赛人，在这个公会当中呢？
Paul, why don't you want to be the great man in Judaism?
为什么你不要做犹太教里面那尊贵的人？
Why do you want to give up everything?
为什么你要放弃一切？
For that knowledge of Christ,
为了要认识基督，
he lay everything aside,
他把一切都放下，
to pursue after Jesus,
来追求耶稣。
Jesus was his peculiar treasure,
因为耶稣是他的宝藏。
Jesus, show us how beautiful you are.
让我们真实的看见你是多么的美丽。
Show us how beautiful you are.
让我们知道你是如何的美丽。
Let your beauty slay every temptation in our lives.
让你的容美杀尽我们生命当中一切的试探。
Like Saul of Tarsus, blinded by the glory of God.
就像大树的扫罗被神的荣耀击倒。
That in his blindness he saw the beauty of his Savior.
在他的瞎眼当中，他才能够认识他救主的美丽。
There is a price.
是有个代价。
This is the year that man and woman.Who wants to walk with him must pay the price.
就在今年，那凡是愿意与神同行的人，你要付代价。
Only those who are willing to pay the price.
是谁愿意付这代价呢？
Will walk with God like Enoch.
就能够像以诺一般与神同行。
Last year in December.
去年十二月。
God came and put the mantle of Catherine Kuhlman on a particular servant of God.
神来到我们当中，把 Catherine Kuhlman 的外袍铺啊披在一个仆人身上。
Because she loved God so much.
因为她如此爱神。
She's willing to pay everything just for God.
她愿意放弃一切，就是为了神。
God is looking for such people.
神就在找这样的人。
Who is willing to pay the price?
他们愿意付代价。
To be God's friend.
成为神的朋友。
There are very few who are God's friend.
神的朋友很少。
There are a lot of servants of God.
神有很多的仆人。
Working and working, non-stop working.
他们工作啊，工作不停的工作。
But never know God.
可是他们从来不认识神。
Because they have never paid the price.
因为他们从来没有付代价。
To walk with Him.
与他同行。
There is a price.
是有个代价。
Oh, there is a price.
是有个代价。
It will cost everything that you have.
要花尽你所有的一切。
It will cost you everything.
花尽你的一切。
It will cost you everything.
是要花尽你所有的一切。
Oh, it will cost you everything.
你要付上一切。
Oh, but it's a price worth paying.
可是这是一个极为值得的代价。
For the parable in Matthew 13 says, the merchant was willing to give up everything, pay the price for the pearl of all price.
马太福音十三章的比喻告诉我们，当发现这个宝藏的时候，就愿意变卖一切来买这个宝藏。
It is worth the price.
真是值得的。
Oh, it's worth the price.
真是值得的。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
you are worth the price.
你是配得的。
You are worth the price.
你值得我们付上这样的代价。
You are my peculiar treasure.
你是我的宝藏。
Song of Solomon chapter 6 verse 3.
雅歌书六章第三节这样说
I am my beloved and my beloved is mine
我属我的爱人我的爱人也属我
When we become God's peculiar treasure
当我们成为神特殊的宝藏
and he become our peculiar treasure
他也成为我们的宝藏
we will have our song of songs
我们有会有我们自己的雅歌。
We will have a love song.
我们有我们自己的爱歌。
God, God,
神啊
，God,
神啊
，Oh God.
我的神啊
Oh God
我的神啊
Oh God Oh God Oh God Oh God
神啊，我们真是爱你。
We will pay the price.
我们要付代价。
We want you.
我们要你。
You must become everything in our life.
你一定要成为我们生命当中的一切。
God.
神啊。
My treasure.
你是我的宝藏。神啊
In every generation
在每一个世代里
God is looking for the Moses
神都在找那个世代的摩西
In every generation
在每一个世代里
God is looking for the David
神都在找那个时代的大卫。
In every generation,
在每一个世代里
God is looking for the Esthers.
神都在找那个世代的以斯帖
In every generation,
在每一个世代里
God is looking for the Daniels and the Paul.
神都在找但以理跟保罗
In every generation,
在每一个世代里
God is looking for the Marys.
神都在找玛利亚
And in this generation,
而在这个世代
God is looking for us.
神正在寻求我们。
Are you willing?
你是否愿意
to become God's peculiar treasure?
成为神特殊的宝贝。
Pay the price.
付代价吧。
James chapter 4 say.
雅各书第四章说。
Friendship with the world is enmity with God Himself.
与世界为友的就是与神为敌。
There is a price.
是有个代价。假如你要与神同行的话。
Only those who are willing to pay the price.
唯有那些愿意付代价的。
Will walk like Enoch.
才能够像以诺一样行走。
Will walk like Moses.
才能像摩西的生命一般。
Would you be willing to walk with him?
你愿意与他同行吗？
Then let this place be the place of the altar right now.
这个地方就是一个祭坛。
And let's present ourselves to him.
让我们把自己呈现给神。
And say, Lord, I want to walk with you.
你说神啊，我要与你同行。
Lord, I want you to be my peculiar treasure.
神啊，我要你成为我特殊的宝贝。
Tell him.
现在就告诉他。
Tell him that you want to be his friend.
你说我愿意做你的朋友。
Tell him.
告诉他。
That you will pay the price to walk with him.
你愿意付代价与他同行。
God is listening.
神正在听呢。
God is listening to the cry of your heart.
神正在听你心里的哭求。
As you reach out to Him,
当你来抓住他。
The presence of God will reach out to you.
神的同在也会亲近你。
God is looking for such people.
神就在寻找这样的人。
That will love Him,
会爱他。
With all their hearts,
全心的爱他。
Would you love Him today?
你今天要不要爱他？
Would you show him your love today?
你今天要不要让他看到你的爱？
Would you offer him the alabaster box of ointment?
你愿意把那个真拿大香膏打在他的身上吗？
Will you bring that alabaster box of ointment?
你能够
and pour it at the feet of Jesus?
把这真拿大的香膏倾倒在耶稣脚前吗？
Would you give up everything to worship him?
你愿意放弃一切来敬拜他吗？
It's time to search for him.
就在寻求他的时刻。
It's time to seek for your God.
是寻求你神的时刻。
Seek His face and you will live.
寻求他的面，以至于你得以存活。
God is searching for men and women that will search for Him.
神正在寻求那寻找他的人。
Because God is looking for His peculiar treasure.
因为神在找他的宝贝。
Oh, tell God you will be one of His gemstones.
你说神啊，我要做你的宝藏之一。
Tell Him that you are His beloved.
你说我是你所爱的。
Run to him right now.
现在就跑向他。
Run to him and love him with all of your heart.
现在就全心的爱他。
And allow him to be comforted by your love.
容许他被你的爱所安慰。
Allow him to be pleased by your love.
容许他被你的爱所喜悦。
Pour out your love to him right now.
现在就将你的爱向他倾倒而出。
The presence of God is in this place.
神的同在在我们这个地方。
I see the hand of God.
我看到神的手。
And the hand of God is going to be put on some of you.
神的手会放在你们一些人的身上。
And whoever he put his hand on,
不管他放在谁的身上。
I believe he will accept the price that you pay.
我相信他就会接受你所付的代价了。
And you will become his peculiar treasure.
你会成为他的宝藏。
The hand of God is in our midst today.
神的手在我们的当中。
Oh, reach out to him.
你就抓住他吧。
Allow him to bless you today.
今天容许他来祝福你。
And take you as his treasure.
接受你，成为他的宝藏。
That he may own you.
以至于他可以拥有你
and put you into his treasure box.
把你放在他的宝藏盒里
the ark of the covenant.
是约柜当中
the very bosom of the heart of God.
是神的心
Lord.
主啊
begin to look at their cry.
你听听他们的哭求
begin to look at their prayer.
你听听他们的祷告。
They are looking for you right now.
他们在寻求你啊。
They are seeking you right now.
他们在寻求你。
They are crying out to you right now.
他们在向你哭求。
Oh God.
神啊。
May you come and put your blessed hand over their life.
愿你来将你祝福的手放在他们的生
命里。Take them as your peculiar treasure.
让他们成为你的宝藏。
Right now.
现在
Jesus
主耶稣
Jesus
主耶稣
Jesus
主耶稣
Jesus Jesus God is listening to your cry.
神正在听你的哭求。
Jesus. Jesus.God is listening to your cry.
神在听你的哭求。
Some of you are going to have supernatural visitation.
在我们当中，有些人会有超自然的拜访。
Some of you will be like Moses, seeing him who is invisible.
有些人会像摩西，会看见那不可看见的。
Because you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you.
因为你亲近神，神就亲近你。
Become the temple of God today.
今天要成为神的殿。
Allow the glory of God to fill your temple.
容许神的荣耀充满你的殿。
And begin to keep that treasure in your very own soul.
把这个宝藏藏在你的灵魂里。
Lay hold of God and never let him go.
抓住神，永远不要让他走。
Say, God, you are my own now and forever.
说主啊，从现在直到永远，你是属于我的。
Jesus.
主耶稣
I'm telling you, God is here listening to the cry of your heart.
我告诉你，神在听你心里的哭求。
Some of you, you're going to have a new chapter in your walk with God.
在我们当中，有些人你与神同行会有新的经历。
This year is going to be a new year.
今年会是新的一年。
Where you're going to have a fresh grace to walk with God.
你会有一个新鲜的恩典与神同
行。I release the fresh grace of God.
我现在释放着新鲜的恩
典。I release the fresh grace of God.
我释放着新鲜的恩典。
You shall walk with God.
你要与神同行。
And God will walk with you.
神会与你同行。
It's never going to be the same again.
永远不再一样。
Never going to be the same again.
永远不再一样。
Oh, it's going to be a special moment walking with God.
与神同行的时刻是非常特殊的。
Something is happening.
这些事情发生了。
I'm telling you, God is depositing fresh grace.
神正在倾倒他的恩典。
You are receiving the fresh grace right now. Some of you, you are going to enjoy your walk with Jesus. Some of you are going to love Jesus in a fresh new way. Jesus will be special to you. Jesus will become your special, special. Jesus will become your first love. Jesus will become your peculiar treasure. Jesus is your all in all. Hallelujah.